When we think of troops in World War I and II, we may have thoughts of battlefields of the world. We probably don't think of troops standing guard over a rail line in southwestern Texas. In a moment, I'll take you to a ranch where you can still find the artifacts of a lonely but important duty protecting the nation. It's today's edition of The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
During the early 19-teens, the U.S. government kept a wary eye on the Mexican border as raiders began to cross into the U.S. during the Mexican Revolution.
The locals, as well as the railroad, were really concerned that the bandits or Pancho Villa and his group would come up here and blow up these bridges.
Pancho Villa led a raid in 1916 at Columbus, New Mexico. There was concern the Transcontinental Rail Line in southern Texas might be a target. That line and several important train trestles passed on what is today Kenley Coyne's property near Sanderson, Texas. The Coastal Artillery Corps took up residence along the rails.
At this bridge and then the bridge that I have further east of here from 1916 through 1919, you had young soldiers living out here guarding the bridges day and night just in case a bandit or Pancho Villa himself came riding through here to blow them up.
By 1920, the concern of a border raid was over and the troops left their positions along the rail line. But it was not their only stint here.
And they came back in World War II, probably more concerned with the Japanese than they were the Germans. But they had two cavalry units from Fort Clark and Brackettville that lived out here for a while. And then when we got involved into World War II, everybody left.
Rules prohibited bars within a specific mile range of military installations. That meant all the bars in nearby Sanderson, Texas had to close while troops guarded those bridges. That immediately changed once they left.
Once the military left, like 9 bars opened that night. And Sanderson was a very, very wild, wild, wild town. I think at one time they had 18 bars, maybe 20.
This rough terrain and the traces of history are a strong tie for Kenley with this place.
The history, the roughness of it has just grabbed me. I love that I never know what I'm going to find.
Traveling the countryside near Sanderson, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.